87 years ago, a local artist perpetrated a spectacular prank on the residents of Nantucket, the Massachusetts island. The artist, Tony Sarg, was big in his day. Edgar B. Herwick III of member station GBH was on Nantucket yesterday for a recreation of the monstrous hoax.
In the summer of 1937, artist, entrepreneur, and notorious prankster Tony Sarg took his penchant for hijinks to grand new heights with a long con of sorts that began weeks before the main event.
He met up with two of his fisherman friends who he coaxed into going to the newspaper and telling the newspaper that there was a sea monster spotted out in the water.
That's Darren Johnson, CEO of the American Theater for Puppetry Arts and Sarg Scholar. Later, these so-called first-hand accounts were augmented in the press with photos of enormous reptilian footprints on a South Shore beach, whipping the townsfolk into a frenzy.
And then on August 19th, they blew up this giant balloon and floated it out in the water, and it became this huge national media sensation.
And it was a monster balloon, a 125-foot green monster named Morton. Parade balloons may be Sarg's greatest legacy. After all, he designed the very first ones for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in 1927. But he's also considered by some the father of modern American puppetry.
You know, if somebody mentions Walt Disney, we've all heard of Walt Disney. And it's kind of a surprise that Tony Sarg doesn't have the same name recognition.
Michael Harrison is the chief curator and research chair at the Nantucket Historical Association.
He was everywhere in the 1920s and 30s. He was at World's Fairs doing original marionette performance. He experimented with early animation, actually before Walt Disney did.
It's that all-too-forgotten legacy that inspired the Historical Association to dub this the Summer of Sarg on the island. Yesterday was its centerpiece, Sarg Community Day. A team of parade balloon professionals and volunteers were on the scene at 7 a.m., unrolling, inflating, and securing a spot in the sun for a slightly more modern take on Morton. An hour later, all 75 feet of him was floating proudly, just off the ground, swaying gently in the Nantucket breeze, much to the delight of a gathering crowd. Morton's impressive details certainly captured Bo Lenihan's attention.
Big eyes, big nose. Some horns, a yellow belly.
Ken and Eliza Anson spotted him from a distance and had to come in for a closer look.
We were surprised to see the friendly sea monster on the way to the beach.
They were among the more than 1,000 who frolicked in the sea air, enjoying a day-long celebration that fittingly included a puppet show.
Do you think that shark wants to bite my flippers? I'm fairly certain to know.
But the undeniable star of the day was Morton, a clear hit with the young, like Grant Casey.
His teeth are pointier than I thought for a balloon.
And the young at heart, like Mike and Judith Wodinski.
We know some of the people who were here back in the 30s and had their pictures taken.
And we'll use it in our Christmas card.
Bill Smith, the artist who designed and created this 21st century Morton, said that was the goal.
That's what Sarg lived for. Fun.
And who among us couldn't use a little more of that right now? For NPR News, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III in Nantucket.